Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Football season is just around the corner. Tampa Bay, Dallas on Thursday night to kick things off. Rob, I put together a list of, I shared it today on First Things First, of the five quarterbacks that I believe are under the most pressure this season. Now, this is just quarterbacks, and these are the five. I'm going to go from five on up, and I want your thoughts. At number five, Lamar Jackson. Fifth most pressure in the league as far as quarterbacks is on Lamar Jackson. Here's why I say this. Rob, I've never seen a guy who has accomplished so much so quickly be so, for lack of a better term, well, let me put it this way, underrated. I don't want to say full out disrespected, but underrated. He went last, and it's not just player, or not just media or executives or some fans, but players dropped him last year from the best player in the league to 23rd best in the league, you know, in their preseason rankings, top 100. We saw three receivers, Kenny Galladay, T.Y. Hilton, who was Juju Smith-Schuster, decide not to take the Ravens' money because they wanted to catch the football, so they didn't go there in free agency. So I think there are doubts about Lamar. Last year, he didn't throw it as well. Yardage was down. Touchdowns were down. Interceptions were up. So, and then to top it off, Rob, he still got to get that big contract extension, which I believe he'll get, but he hadn't signed, you know, he hadn't come to an agreement yet. Could be between $40-45 million at least. So all of that conspires for me to put the pressure on Lamar. Doesn't mean he's got to get to the Super Bowl, but I think even if they don't go any further in the playoffs than they did last year where they won a game, he's got to show that he can really throw the ball well and consistently, particularly to the receivers outside of the numbers. Number four, I got Carson Wentz. I mean, I don't even know if I have to explain this. A few years ago, Rob, everybody thinks he's going to be a superstar. He was en route to the MVP. Now he's back with the coach, Frank Reich, who was the OC when Carson was at his best. And that team, Rob, Indianapolis is ready to win now. They've got the defense. They've got the running game. They've got the offensive line. The coaching staff is respected. So if they don't make the playoffs or play well, people are going to put it on Carson. And also, he's got to show that he can stay healthy. He's been hurt in some way, shape, or form ever since he got out of high school, basically. All right, number three, Matthew Stafford. We talked about yesterday how the great Peter King picked him to win, not them to win, to get to the Super Bowl, but also for Stafford to be the MVP. It's a guy that's been to one Pro Bowl, a guy that's never won a playoff game in 12 years. And it's not like they didn't have anybody, Rob. You know, Calvin Johnson, Jim Caldwell's a Super Bowl coach and, you know, had good records when he was there. And they had a good defense a few of those times when they made the playoffs and still hasn't been able to pull out a playoff win. So, again, same as Wentz. The defense is legit. The receivers are stout. The offensive line is good. They got a good coach that's respected, that's proven he can at least get to a Super Bowl. And now people are looking at Stafford to take them over the top. Huge amount of pressure on him. Number two, Tua. Tua Tagovailoa. Rob, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy written off so fast. I mean, he's played 10 games. And we had reporters on here, Charles Robinson from Yahoo, a plugged-in insider, say not only are everybody knows that the Dolphins – would love to trade for Deshaun Watson. So, first of all, you got them willing to trade for a quarterback who I hope this isn't the case. I hope justice is served, really. But who may never play again in the NFL. They're willing to trade for him. That seems to be a very big lack of faith in Tua. And then Robinson told us, Rob, if Houston were to do that trade, they don't even want Tua back. I mean, so people around the league don't think this dude can cut it. So I think he's got to go out there and prove it. And then finally at number one, Rob, the guy who I believe has the most pressure on him this season at the quarterback position, Baker Mayfield. Because people are expecting huge things from Cleveland. Some people think they're going to the Super Bowl. Some people think they're the biggest challenger to Kansas City in the AFC. And it's similar to the other quarterbacks on this list, or a few of them. The defense is much improved, Myles Garrett and others. The receivers are proved. Jarvis Landry is legit. OBJ, I mean, we know how talented he is. The tight ends are good. They got arguably the best running game in the league. The offensive line is arguably the best in the league. That coaching staff is good. The front office now with revamped is good. And Baker, Rob, we talked about it last year. He was better when OBJ left, which I first guessed because I felt like he's got to get it to his guy, their friends. OBJ's a bigger personality, more of a celebrity. And I'm not saying he was pressuring Baker, but I feel like Baker felt the pressure to get him and try to force him the ball. And now Baker was great last year after OBJ left. So can he show the strength of personality and that he's the leader of the team where he's not forcing it to OBJ when it's not there? And he's just throwing it to the open man. If he can't and he goes back, and struggles, it'll show a lot about Baker. And then, finally, Rob, same thing with Lamar Jackson.
Any quarterback who can't utilize a talent like OBJ, shame on them.
Right, and it's not just utilized, but he shouldn't be. You can't feel like, though, the pressure to get him the ball to please
him. But I'm saying you
got to be the leader.
Yeah, you got to utilize a guy like that.
Right, no doubt about that. But also, like Lamar, Rob, he doesn't have the money. Yet he doesn't have that big contract extension. So that's my five. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I disagree. I still think it's Matthew Stafford all the way because of the ramifications of it. Because the Rams gave up these first round picks. They don't have any. Like, this is, they put all their chips in the middle of the table. Sean McVay, if Stafford doesn't get it done and he's not the offensive genius, then his career might go the other way. You know what I mean? He's talked Stafford up big time. He already went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. So if this doesn't work out or things don't happen, I think there's a ripple effect. People will officially stamp Stafford as a bum. Despite all his numbers, Chris, you know what I mean, that he went to the Rams and couldn't win the big games or whatever it was. So I think it's all on Stafford. He's been talked up and ballyhooed more than anybody who's ever played a decade in the league who never won anything. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest. So I think he is without question. Most of the other guys you talk about, I agree. I know we saw somewhere where Aaron Rodgers was on a list of, I don't know, was it intriguing stories or, you know, storylines? Right. I don't think he belongs in that group that you have, because Baker and the Browns and to see where those things fit in, I think is a little different. You know what I mean? Like, so your list is pretty good. I just think Stafford's number
Stafford should be number one. No, that's fair.
And
only thing he has over Baker is he's already been paid.
Right.
Or, I mean, Baker has over him as far as why he's won. You know what I'm saying? Baker hasn't been paid. But, no, they're very both in similar positions, right? They're both on good teams that are where they could be the weak link or maybe viewed that way if they don't get deep in the playoffs.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Interesting. It's an interesting situation overall. So Rasheed Wallace was on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast in November of 2020. So that's what, 9-10 months ago. And he talked about LeBron James and also Kevin Durant, but we're going to focus on LeBron. About whether, you know, what kind of player LeBron would be back in Sheed's era, which obviously overlapped with LeBron's era. Sheed came in the league in 1995. LeBron came in 2003. One of LeBron's greatest moments was at the hands of Rasheed Wallace when LeBron scored 48 points, I believe, in game five. Of the Eastern Conference Finals in 2007.
That game.
Yes. Yep. And LeBron was tremendous against that very good Detroit Pistons team, which featured Rasheed. But anyway, for some reason, and I guess the reason is that the podcast posted an excerpt from that interview, which again took place 10 months ago. They posted it on Facebook today. And so it's gone viral. It's trending. Everybody's talking about it, and it's very interesting to hear what Rasheed said. Here he is.
In my era, he probably would have done good because with his physical stature, with him being a little bit bigger than a majority of the rest. So he probably would have held his own, but I don't think he would have been as successful as he is now. Like, now is, man, you know what I mean? Like he's doing it. Young boy doing it. You know what I mean? So, but it was a whole different era back then, bro.
So, beast or soft?
I just told you.
Beast then.
You know, I think he would have held his own. I can't necessarily say he would have been a beast, but I think he would have held his own.
Because that was the question, right? The way they worded the question was, would LeBron be a beast or would he be soft? Beast or soft had he played in your era? I'll give you first stab at this, Rob, because I'll just say I'm baffled.
And listening to it, though, it wasn't like he went after him. Oh, he couldn't have played. He would have been a bum.
But
he said he would have held his own because of his stature. If I heard that, okay. I don't get it as like he said he couldn't play. I just say that it's natural, I think, for a guy who played in a different time, and you know that, Chris, now you can't even touch anybody defensively. It's a foul. It's just the game has changed a lot, and to LeBron's benefit. You know what I mean? Like, when you're that much bigger and stronger than everybody else, and you can't physically do anything, I think that gives him an advantage. But I'm not bothered by what Rasheed said.
I'm not bothered by it. It's his opinion, so he can say what he wants. But I strongly disagree. He said held his own, Rob. Held his own, what does that mean? Does that mean he's pretty good? He's all right. I mean, who's holding their own today? Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's like a 26, 27-point scorer. Zach LaVine, I would not say Zach LaVine's holding his own. Zach LaVine is balling. He's above holding his own. So holding his own, somebody that's holding their own, I mean, P.J. Tucker's holding his own. I mean, and I don't think Rasheed thinks he would have been that. But I would say that what Rasheed was saying is he would not have been a superstar. Would have been good. Star.
But he didn't say
legit.
That.
Well, what do you think holding his own means?
I still think he was saying that he would have fit in and he would have been able to play and be, maybe not the second best player in some people's mind all time. Maybe he's not there. Maybe he's in the top five, but maybe he's not second if they had different rules. You know what I mean? I don't think he. It wasn't like, oh, he wouldn't be able to play. Oh, he would have been a bum.
Of course not. Don't even speak on the mic anymore if you're going to say LeBron couldn't have played in that era. But I'm stunned because, and again, you're right. Who we don't know exactly what she meant by holding his own. But holding his own is not usually described of a superstar. Holding his own certainly isn't dominant. And I'm going to tell you, Rob, I think had LeBron James played from 1995 on, obviously that's the tail end of Jordan's era, I think LeBron would have been just as great as he is now. I think LeBron would have still been second only to Michael Jordan. Now, he would not have entered the league as that. He would not have won a championship during Jordan's era just because LeBron was still young. He didn't even win the championship that early in his career when Jordan was even gone. But I don't see how in the world, because LeBron is not just big. LeBron is physical too. And I think he would have been even, like, here's what I say. When people talk about Michael Jordan, oh, he didn't shoot the three very well. He was a 33% shooter from three. That was a weakness. First of all, it wasn't a weakness because back then it just wasn't a huge part of the game for most players, most great players even. And Jordan's three-point shooting percentage is the same as Kobe's. And while Kobe was not known as a three-point shooter, you never would have said that's a weakness. Like, oh, he's a horrible three-point shooter. He was okay at it, and that's what Jordan was. But what I say, Rob, is had Jordan played today, he would have been a very good three-point shooter because he would have worked on it. And just like you said many a time, Rob, when he entered the league, he was not a jump shooter. He was a slasher, a driver to the basket, doing it in the paint at the rim. And he developed into arguably the greatest mid-range shooter of all time.
And if he wanted to survive, he realized that he couldn't keep doing that, playing that way. That was the Pistons and Knicks, like, giving the business every night.
Every night. And so, just like I say Jordan would have developed a three-point shot had he played today, Rob, I believe LeBron would have adjusted and adapted to the physical nature of the game. He's certainly strong enough. He's certainly big enough, quick enough, athletic enough. And he was a football player, too. I know it was high school, but he was a guy that could have played big-time college football had he chosen to go that route. So I don't think you can question his toughness. I get it. People see him, you know, he gets hurt or gets hit and he falls and, you know, he acts like it's a career-threatening injury as he's getting up and he takes his time. Jim Brown used to do the same thing. So, and nobody would call Jim Brown soft. So I don't think there's any question that LeBron would have been a physical, more physical player if the era dictated it. He would have had to. And he still would have been able to get to the rim, attack the rim, and all of that. LeBron is the size, Rob, of Karl Malone. And yet, a better outside shooter. He could have run the floor like Malone. Probably would have developed more of a post game, too. And I just think, yeah, and like you said, Sheed, I don't even view this as, I mean, this is Sheed's opinion. So I'm not saying it's an insult. He's dissing LeBron. He's entitled to his opinion.
It didn't come off like that. They asked him a question, and he answered it. And you know what? It would have been different. And I don't know whose podcast that was. But we talk about it all the time, Chris. The problem with people who do podcasts who aren't, trained journalists, trained interviewers, have them explain what that means. Like,
right.
you know, like,
right. well,
like,
like, Right. Follow it up.
Follow it up.
Just like we talked about, right? What do you mean? What does hold his own mean?
What does hold his own mean? Would he be a bum? What does that mean to you? Who would he have been? Do you know what I mean? Would he still have been the first or second best player in NBA history? Or are you telling me he's out of the top 10? You got to hold, make Rasheed give you something. Hello? If you're doing a podcast or you're out there, dude, ask follow-up questions. Listen to the person you're interviewing and have them explain it when they give you something vague. Hello?
He was so hooked on his little beast or soft thing because he did follow up with beast or soft.
Right, but that wasn't enough.
I mean, right. We want to know. Now, that is the podcast, Rob, of Gilly the Kid, who's a former rapper. Is he former? I mean, I'm sure he'd still drop a hot 16 here or there, right? If he can get on somebody's track, somebody give him a beat. So maybe he's a rapper. Maybe not a former rapper. But anyway, Gilly the Kid. But I agree with you, Rob. You got to follow that up. And I just think... It is interesting, Rob, because you hear this with a lot of players. Kenny Smith, I think at one time, didn't have LeBron in his top 10.
Exactly.
Now he does. Charles Barkley, just put LeBron in his top 5, I think. Like, it's interesting. I feel like some of the older heads underestimate LeBron, or I would say underrate him. At times. And I think I don't think it can be not denied that, in my opinion, Rasheed is underrating LeBron. I mean, I get it. If you want to say, and you know, I this is a guy that I think is tremendous. I think he's the best small player ever. If you want to say, though, that Steph Curry might have been a different player back in that era where it was more physical, you could hand check. You could hammer guys on their way to the basket. Then I can rock with that a little bit, at least a little bit. But LeBron, do you think Robbie wouldn't have been able to handle the physicality?
No, he would have had to. I mean, he would have had to.
And he's got the body to handle it.
He would have had to because that's you adapt to what you can do. I remember LeBron used to run people over. You remember that? Just.
Right.
Like just bulldoze people over and get the calls or whatever. And it's just a different game. But yeah, but I just thought Rasheed was responding, but I didn't think it was like, oh, he can't play, he's a bum, he would be out of my top 20 if he played in our era. Not at all.
One thing that's interesting, I tell you what, the eras are incredibly different.
I was gonna say I've talked to a player too.
I talked to a player from back in the day, not back in the day, it was like Rasheed's era. And he said, he actually said it this way, the days of comparing players from my era to today are over. He said, it's almost impossible because the game is so different. Back then, it was inside out back then. We're going to do it. We're going to do our best to compare, but it is so different. I mean, Rob, you watch games from back in the day in like the 90s, so obviously the 80s, but the 90s, and the game was around the paint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything was around the paint. Guys would pass up open 19-footers all the time if they weren't like shooters. And even if they were sometimes, or at least a decent shooter.
Like that Pistons run when they won that championship, Chris, in 2004. You remember? They were scoring 83 points and winning.
Right.
You remember? They held, was it 11 straight games or 13 opponents under 80 points, Chris? Like it was incredible.
No, my first year, my first team I covered as a beat writer, 95-96 season, was the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mike Fratello was the coach. Terrell Brandon, Bobby Fields, Chris Mills, Michael Cage, guys like that. Right, the Czar. They weren't one of the most talented teams in the league. So what Fratello did, the Czar, was slow it down, Rob. And, Rob, it was commonplace. I don't even mean once a week. It was commonplace for their games to be in the 70s.
Right.
Commonplace. And sometimes in the 60s, occasionally. Like, it was just a much different game, much more physical. much more inside out than today's game. So it's different, but I do disagree with Rasheed. I think LeBron would have been just as dominant as he is today in a slightly different way, but I still think he would have emerged as the second best player of all time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The NFL season is upon us, folks. Thursday night, Tampa Bay and Dallas open up the... Oh, I can't wait! Woo! I can't wait! And to get us ready, Rob and I are going to give you our picks. That's right. Every division winner and the wild card teams in each conference. Let's go!
AFC West.
AFC West, I got Kansas City.
Aren't you just doing the whole AFC and then I go?
Who you got? AFC West.
I got the Chiefs.
AFC East.
AFC East, I got Buffalo.
I got Buffalo.
AFC South.
I got the Tennessee Titans.
I'm going to pick the Colts.
AFC North.
Cleveland!
Cleveland!
I got the Ravens.
NFC West.
NFC West. I got the LA Rams. Yes, I said it.
I got the 49ers.
NFC East.
Dallas, big D, little A, double L-A-S.
I got Washington.
NFC South.
Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I got the Saints.
NFC North.
Green Bay Packers.
I got the Pack.
That's all great, guys. But, you know, there are seven teams in each conference that make the playoffs, and we only got four. So we need your wild card picks for the AFC, starting with you, Chris Broussard.
Baltimore Ravens, Indianapolis Colts, and in a shocker to some, the New England Patriots. Yes, Mac Jones leads them to the playoffs.
Rob Parker.
Great. Let's see.
Rob Parker.
I'm going to say the Browns, the Titans, and the Raiders.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Rob Parker knows what he's talking about.
You and John Gruden.
You know why I'm going there is that they have to win this year. This is big for John Gruden. And they've started well and haven't been able to finish the job. I'm going to pick the Raiders to make the playoffs.
Not a bad pick.
So the only difference you guys have in the playoffs is the Patriots and the Raiders. Other than that, you have all the same teams, just different.
Well, I mean, it's pretty. You know what, Rob G? I hate to be like cookie cutter, but looking at these teams and just it looks pretty obvious to me. Like, which are the better teams? I think this year.
I think the division, the only division, well, of the Buffalo, we agreed on seven, right? Everybody but New England, as you said, and the Raiders. I think personally, I think Indianapolis, even though I picked them, I think they're a question mark. Obviously, New England could be a question mark, and the Raiders could be a question mark. Like, I think Denver's going to be better than people think. And I think Pittsburgh, I really think they have a shot at the playoffs. Like, I think they're going to be better than people expect. That's just what Mike Tomlin does. I went with my seven. I feel good about it. I really feel good about New England because that defense is going to be really good. Dante Hightower is back. Kyle Van Noy is back. Matt Judon is there. The offensive line is great. I think the running game is going to be strong. And Mac Jones is a good decision maker. He's going to have his ups and downs like any rookie. But I think he's just going to manage the game, and he can make some big plays here and there. So I like New England. I'll
be there, but it's hard
to this show. Rob, you know I've highlighted the fact that he's missed the playoffs 7 of the 8 years he hadn't had Tom Brady, but I think this will be his second year that he makes it without Brady.
Yeah, I don't know. I just rookie quarterback. I don't know what to expect. I really don't, and I just think that the Raiders have more on the line. I mean, there's some Mike Mayock. Even if they don't get rid of Chucky, you know, it's not going to be. People aren't going to be satisfied with four straight years, right, of not making the playoffs. And last year, I don't know, Rob G, where were they offensively? They scored
their
points
offense
early
is nice.
On.
The
right?
offense has never
the
been the problem
the
right? with John Gruden, no.
That's what right. I'm saying. Like, they score points, and they just weren't able to finish the job. So I don't know. That's one of my little wildcat picks. But I'm going to go with the Raiders.
All right, we move on now to the NFC. This one's a little bit tougher to call. Chris, your wild card teams in the NFC.
I've got two wild card teams from the NFC West, which I think is the toughest division in the league. So I got San Francisco and Seattle joining the Rams in the playoffs from that division. And then New Orleans. I think Jameis Winston's going to shock some people and have a very good year. And so I got – and New Orleans is 8-1 in the last 2 years without Drew Brees. So – people are sleeping on them. I think they're going to be awoken in a violent fashion.
I think this is the year that Seattle falls off. I'm not picking them to make the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Rams based on their defense. I'm going to put them in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Bucks. hard to repeat, but they're good enough to make the playoffs. And what do I need? One more, right?
Yep. One more wild card team. Yep.
I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings.
Nah, I like the Vikings. Team. That's a good pick. I think they're going to be – they got a shot.
I don't know what happened. Last year, they were awful. Every game, like, they were supposed to win, you know, they just couldn't do it. And you know, that it's all about defense with the Vikings, and they were just god-awful a year ago defensively. I don't know where they ranked.
Again, we disagree on two teams, right? Washington and Minnesota?
Correct.
Right.
Yep. No love for Martin Weiss's Arizona Cardinals, huh?
Man,
yeah,
they
we remember that. Martin soiled himself the last time Jordan that came bet. Up. You remember that?
I'm hoping they'll make another Jordan bet. That's easy, easy money.
Rob easy G, sneaks. You got any – I'm curious, some of your – how about – I mean, how
well,
about
we still
some of your,
got a pick. We still got to finish off, right?
We still got the Super Bowl pending. G's we're going to let the anticipation build. I'm a little surprised, Rob.
I just want to ask you about wild card, Rob G. Wild card.
Okay.
Give me your wild cards.
Well, I would have had –
or just differences with us. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would have had Dallas winning their division. I think that having the best quarterback is usually a good sign for any team if you're in a division where there's no clear and obvious favorite.
See,
Washington
to me,
has the better defense, though.
See, Washington has the better defense. Didn't really have a quarterback. It was all over the place last year. I don't know. That's the only reason why I got
Washington.
You
believe in Fitzpatrick.
I just think that he'll work for a while with that, but that defense is really good. Yeah.
Week four, Taylor Heinicke.
Well, see, I actually have both of those teams in the playoffs. I have one of them.
You
I have
got
Washington.
Two teams coming from the NFC
and,
East.
And here's my only pushback with Chris. Chris has three teams from the NFC West. I think that division is going to cannibalize itself. There's going to be no easy victory in any of those games. So you could see all three teams at like 9-7 heading into week 17 because they all beat up on each other.
I think one of them's going to have a big record.
All right, what's your other two wild cards in the NFC?
In the NFC, I have
Washington. You got the Cowboys winning the division, and then Washington
I got
is
Washington,
a wild card.
Seattle, and New Orleans.
Yeah, everybody likes New Orleans. I do, too. I think that New Orleans can be good.
Well, New Orleans, you know, it's sneakily the last 2 years. I know Drew Brees gets all the pub. They've been a defensive team the last two years.
Right, right.
Oh, no, they went through a stretch last year through four or five games where they averaged giving up like 8 points. Go back in the middle of the season. They were good.
And they've got one of the best football players of all time, Taysom Hill. And he doesn't even start.
That's how good and deep they are that the best player doesn't even start. Amazing.
And on that note, it's time for the Odd Couple.
AFC, you didn't give us.
You just did. Oh, you want my AFC picks too?
Are okay. You
wild
card.
Just a wild card.
I am picking the Raiders to make the playoffs.
Right. You homer.
How am I a homer?
Because you know good and well they ain't making the playoffs.
As they're going to win. Okay, wild card.
You're picking
else?
Them
the
as a
two.
Fan.
Hey, you know
two.
What? They were like two plays away from winning, you know, 10 games last season.
You've been saying that for 8 years.
Yeah, it's still true. I got the Raiders. I have the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
And I have the New England Patriots.
So you got Baltimore winning the division.
And Buffalo.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
All right.
New England, you're with me. All right.
And on that note,
Miami. Nobody picked Miami.
Nobody trusts
Tua. We're all expecting,
yeah. We don't know what to expect down there.
We don't like
short quarterbacks. They don't have any confidence in them either. That's the bad part.
It's a lot of short quarterbacks. All right, Super Bowl. Here we go. In the rare rematch, I have got Tampa Bay getting out of the NFC again, and I have got Kansas City getting out of the AFC again. I think the Chiefs are on a mission. They remind me, their mindset reminds me of San Antonio after they lost that championship to Miami in 2013 in the NBA Finals and came back with a vengeance. And I believe Kansas City wants Tampa Bay, and they'll get them. And this time, the Chiefs will prevail. So I got Kansas City over Tampa Bay in a rematch.
If Kansas City doesn't win, does that change anything with Mahomes if they don't get to the Super Bowl or don't win?
As far as what?
Him being Michael Jordan.
No, I mean, he's not Michael Jordan yet, but he's still got plenty of time. So, no.
All right, I'm just saying.
Jordan didn't win it every year. No, Brady doesn't win it every year. So, yeah, definitely won't win it every year.
NFL, you know, teams don't – they're so hard to get back and repeat. There will not be the same two teams from a year. Just very hard to do in the NFL. Too many things happen. I'm going to go with the Ravens and the Packers in the Super Bowl. That's my pick, with Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl on his way out of Green Bay. And that'll be the way he puts a bow on that and moves forward. And then he's free to go wherever he wants. So that's going to be the big storyline. And Lamar gets out of the AFC finally. So there it is. I'm going way off the board, the Packers and the Ravens.
Way off the board?
Yeah.
With the Packers?
That's not the big pick. Board? That's not the big. Everybody's picking everybody's picking the Rams.
Everybody. Some are picking the Rams. Some are picking the Pack. Some are picking Tampa Bay.
It's mostly Tampa Bay and the Rams, the stuff that I've seen.
Who you picking, Rob G? What's your Super Bowl pick?
I got the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Rams.
See?
Why, look at you.
He's a Stafford guy.
Yeah, he is.
I'm a big Stafford guy.
Wow. That's so right. Who you got winning?
I have the Rams winning it.
Wow, look at you. So yesterday you were just smart.
Look, man, Peter
as
King's
we
my guy.
No, I just, Rams and you Stafford, just, you were just.
There's certain things that travel well no matter what time of year, no matter what stadium, and that's defense. And I don't trust the Chiefs' defense. I don't trust Green Bay's defense.
Defense is shaky.
And Tampa Bay, it's just really, like Rob said, it's very, 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 very unlikely for teams to repeat as champions. So that's
right. They are even if they're good. Last team, guess who the last quarterback to do it was?
Tom Brady.
Yes.
About 15 years ago.
He's better now than he was.
It's been a long time, right.
He's better now than he was. But they're the first team in the salary cap era to return all 22 starters.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.